You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/etm and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/etm. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/etm and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/etm and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/etm. Go to joindeleteme.com/etm and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking my MBA story with Jessica Kapadia.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
Whatever you're saving up for, a CD from Sandy Spring Bank lets you grow your savings at a guaranteed rate. Right now, earn interest at 4.5% APY on an 8-month CD special or 4.25% APY on a 14-month CD special. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com/cdspecials. Minimum opening deposit to earn the annual percentage yield is $500 for the 8-month CD special and $2,500 for the 14-month CD special. Member FDIC.
All right, so this week we're talking to some really inspiring women who have their MBAs. They're millennials, and they are just booming in their careers. And we're talking about, you know, how their MBA, how this advanced degree has been worth the expense to really better their career. And today we're talking with just an awesome all-around girl, Jessica Kapadia. She works at Apple, probably one of the most envious companies that we can think of. Everybody wants to work at Apple, right? Just let alone the discount, I think would probably be totally worth it. But she has had such an amazing career journey already in her career. And so we're going to talk all about this amazing journey that she's been in, how her MBA has helped her get ahead, and one of the coolest moments where she decided to sell everything, move to India, and kind of just shake up her life. And so I think these stories are always awesome to share because what it really shows us is how much we're all alike, right? We all like to think we're different, but all of us like to, you know, pause and kind of like reevaluate our life and make sure that our careers are going in the direction that we really want them to do. And so Jessica is sharing all of her story, some awesome tips that she has on today's podcast. So I hope you enjoy this. I hope she inspires you. She definitely inspired me to keep going, right? And to keep trying new things and to keep having awesome experiences. All right, Jessica, I am so excited to have you on this podcast. We're going to talk all about your career journey, your life as an MBAer, and kind of a lot of cool things that I'm super excited to chat about.
Oh, perfect. I'm so excited to talk to you today. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Well, I've done some research on you. You have had such a diverse career journey already. But before we kind of get into that journey, I always like to ask everyone, you know, what's sort of the cocktail party answer to what do you do and why do you love it?
I work at Apple currently, and I work in their retail organization, and I do it because I really believe in the company and I love my job and my colleagues. So that's kind of the cocktail answer.
Yeah, no, that's fabulous. Fabulous. And do you think, you know, having an MBA, because there's always this question over, you know, particularly for women, you know, do we spend the money to get an MBA or do we not need it? Do you think it's really helped you kind of stand out in your career?
I do. I believe that, you know, I am a first generation from an immigrant family. And so I believe that, you know, getting an MBA really empowers women. It gives you a stronger voice at the table. And I've always believed that. And I think, you know, it's not only getting an MBA, but it's having the confidence in yourself, in your skills, and, you know, the path that you've chosen to be a strong voice at the table. So it's an element that I think is really important and worth the investment. You know, but it can't be alone. You have to have a lot of different elements to it as well, right?
So right, just like anything, right? It can't just be a single thing. So are there any particular things that you really learned when you were getting your MBA that you can point to like, oh, I'm so glad I learned that particular thing or that particular thing? Or is it just kind of in its whole in the entirety?
You know, it's interesting. It's a good question. You know, the education itself is incredibly valuable. Like I learned so much. I know it sounds so, I love puzzles and I love numbers and I always have. You know, it's been one of those things where I've always been more drawn to numbers than anything else. And when I went to get my MBA, what was really interesting is that I've always had a strategy background. It's always really interested me. And the perspectives you get from the students around you is amazing. And, you know, I say the numbers portion of it because my favorite class is accounting. I know it sounds crazy, but it's
like, that was that, my least, like, that was
I
my
swear, least I'm really, favorite. I'm a really interesting person, but you know, I had this most amazing professor. He made accounting so wonderful and so magical. So, you know, the reason I chose to get my MBA where I did was because I've always had a very global life and I've lived in lots of urban areas and I really wanted to gain perspective from the students I surrounded myself with, which was invaluable to me, and had the best classroom experience I could. Because, you know, if you have really amazing professors, you can excel in anything, right? Like no matter what
sure.
the subject, if it's a subject matter expert, they do such a great job. And there was one professor, Wayne Winston, he taught me how to model and taught me, like he made me an Excel whiz and, you know, the logic and the structure, like I love accounting in Excel now because of, you know, the education that I got and, you know, and I love a lot of other things. So I swear I'm a really interesting person, but it's just like, it's amazing what a good professor and a good education can do for you and make you so much more well-rounded, you know?
Yeah, I love that. And you actually got your MBA where I got my bachelor's degree. So we have we definitely have that in common.
Your fellow teacher.
I am. Yes. And it is like a near and dear to my heart anytime I can get back there and particularly kind of like eat the college food that I ate.
Oh my
I'm
gosh.
Always super excited.
Me too. I loved all. There's that one street. I forget the name of the street off the top of my head. But that one street that has all like the ethnic.
Kirkwood?
Yes. It's so yes. good.
I know, right? And most yeah. people, like when I tell them, you know, oh, I went to Indiana University for my undergrad, they're like, oh my gosh, that must have been so boring. I'm like, are you kidding me? It was, you know, like so electric. And then there's so much food and arts. And I actually started a business when I was in college there that was all about film and entertainment. And so, you know, it was like kind of the perfect place. So I think it's great that there's, you know, I always encourage people, especially when they're going to get, you know, undergrad or graduate degree, like, you know, go somewhere kind of different if you can and like experience, you know, just a different taste of life.
Yeah, exactly. And people give you, yeah, I completely agree with you. I think that becoming like, I've always believed in becoming a very diversified and holistic person. I've all, you know, there, it's interesting today in like, I'm going to tell a little, one story that I have is that I actually have a lot of my friends' children and like, they're all millennials, right? And they feel like they have to have this structured path. Like I have to have a 4.6 GPA and play the violin and do all these things. And if I don't do them, like I'm not going to get into school or I'm not going to do any, like I'm not going to become an accomplished person. And I think it's so negative in a weird way because like I've always been a type of person that's been really honest with myself and very true to my heart and always followed the path that would make me better. And, you know, because I think that one of my goals is always self-betterment. And I think self-betterment comes from not doing what you think you should be doing, but doing what you feel like you believe is the right path for you. And, you know.
And it doesn't have to be linear. I think, you know, sometimes people get stuck in that it has to be linear.
No, and I think linear, like, yeah, exactly. I agree with you. I think if you have a very like prescribed or linear path, like you miss out on opportunities and things that may be right in front of you because you just are so focused on something that's, you know, you think you should be doing instead of what you should be doing. And like, I've had the curviest path ever. Sometimes I think like I've been all over, like I've worked in so many different industries and, you know, but that's made me who I am. And it's because I've never had a linear path. Like I think, you know, as a child of an immigrant, like my dad was like, you are going to be a doctor. And I was like, oh yeah, you're right. I'm totally going to be a doctor. Like, I'm going to be a doctor. I'm going to have two kids. I'm going to live in Jersey. Like, you know,
like, the dream, live the dream. Yes.
Yeah, that was my parents' dream. It's like an immigrant child's like parents' dream. It's like, look, you have a house and kids and you're a doctor, you know? And that is so far from how I ended up my life. And my parents couldn't be prouder of me. And it was just like, it's a challenge, you know, like go for the path that feels right. It doesn't have to be linear. It has to be what you want, you know, and what makes you happy and fulfilled.
And I would love if you'd share a little bit about the story. I was reading a little bit about how you sold everything one day and bought a one-way ticket to India. I'd love if you could just tell us a little bit about that story because everybody kind of has that dream, you know, to just sell everything and go off somewhere.
Yeah, you know, that was one of the riskiest, maybe riskiest things I've ever done. And I didn't think of it as risky before. You know, it's interesting. I was recently speaking to someone. They're like, it's such a big risk. And I was like, you know, I didn't see it that way. And I was working at Shankman Capital Management and I was 26. And it was interesting. Like, you know, I was in asset management and, you know, you make a lot of money in asset management. Right. I was doing really well for myself. And I just started to realize, like, I started taking Mandarin classes and I was so fascinated with travel. And I was like, gosh, you know, like there's so much more I could be doing. Like I could learn. And it really boiled down to like making a choice. Like, do I continue down this path? Like where I'm making good money, living in New York City, doing great. Or do I just take a leap and put a backpack on my back and, you know, I chose taking a leap because it was one of those things where I was like, I don't really need much. And I lived out of a backpack for a year of my life and it was fantastic. So I went by myself. I like sold everything, bought a one-way ticket. I sold everything, gave up my apartment in Brooklyn, in Williamsburg at the time, and was like, okay, here we go. And I just put some stuff in a backpack and bought a one-way ticket to India and was like, okay, I'll figure this out as it goes along. And I did, you know, I bought tickets really haphazardly and like I ended up in China and all over Southeast Asia, and then ended up in Nicaragua working at a solar energy project, all because of like conversations that I had and like what sounded like cool and what could I learn and like do things, you know. And it was such a great experience because it really pushed me outside the limits of where I was comfortable, and also gave me the ability to like really listen and relate to people. And I think that's something that's really important. Like one of the reasons I wanted to like go so badly was I was like, there's so many other people in the world. Like it'd be so great just to sit down with someone and have a coffee and just like listen to their life. And like,
yeah,
I did a lot of that. And it was one of the best experiences of my life. I highly encourage everyone like just to travel and to like do anything they can to broaden their horizon. It's a really big world, and like perspective is really important. And the broader you can make your perspective, the more that you can give back to society, in my opinion.
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress toward your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use EarnIn in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make EarnIn a part of your financial routine and join EarnIn's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about EarnIn, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Okay, listen, like many of you out there, I love Notion, our sponsor today. And I honestly use it every day for my notes and journaling. I also track our family expenses, and I manage all of our household to-dos. Notion has been such a lifesaver in helping me get a lot more organized, because that's not one of my strengths, without stressing me out. Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organize, and rediscover the joy of play. It's a workspace designed not just for making progress, but getting inspired. Notion is the AI-powered workspace that can summarize things like meeting notes and automatically generate action items and help you get answers to questions in seconds. It will honestly blow your mind. Notion is for everyone, whether you're a Fortune 500 company, you're a freelancer, you're starting a startup, or you're a student juggling classes and clubs, or you're somebody like myself that just really wants to get organized. Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/ETM. That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/ETM, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you are supporting our show, notion.com/ETM. Were you ever, you know, was there ever a point in time on that journey that you were worried like, oh, you know, is my career going to suffer? Or am I not going to have opportunities?
You know, it's funny, like I never felt that way. I made a really conscious choice to be like, you know, I did asset management for 4.5 years and I was great at it. And if I can do that and I can do it so young, I can do anything. And I know that it might sound like a bit like egotistical almost, but I just had faith in myself. I was like, I can do this. Like, I know I can. I like made it through NYU. I made it through this asset manager, like, and I did well for myself. Like, I can do whatever's next. I just have to make sure it's the right thing for me.
Yeah.
So I never worried about it. I've always had faith that I would find the right path, you know?
So then what brought you back then?
Honestly, like I had a feeling that I wanted to get my MBA. Okay. And before I left, I decided to send out 10 applications. I sent out 4 applications. I think I was looking at 10 schools and I sent out 4 applications. And while I was traveling, I got into the MBA programs that I wanted. So it was just one of those things where I was like, okay, I've traveled for a year and now I want
to
go.
It's time to go get this. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it was really, really, it was like one of those things where I took the time I needed to travel and that I wanted. And, you know, I met people that had been traveling for 4 or 5 years. Like, you meet people that just don't ever go home. If I was ready to like go do the next thing, you know, and it's always about what's next and like what feels right. And like getting my MBA felt really right to me. So it was a great choice.
Yeah, I love that. And I always like to ask people kind of as much as they're willing to share about, you know, their own money journey. And it really sounds like, you know, for you, you know, getting that job in the asset management, you know, then allowed you the flexibility to be able to go do something like this, to be able to have choices.
Yeah. And that was, you know, really important for me. Cause like one of the things that, you know, I never wanted to ask my parents for anything when it came to like, especially financially, like I always was very keen on trying to be as financially independent as possible. And like, you know, I'm a self-made woman, right? So working in asset management and being extremely conservative with my finances when I was young, like definitely going, you know, it sounds definitely going to happy hour and trying to find ladies' nights and
you're right on, yes.
Like, you know, like that really served me well because I ended up saving a lot of money. And, you know, because I knew what I mean, I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do with that money, you know, but I knew that like it would allow me the flexibility that I needed. And yeah, so that was, I've always been very conservative, you know, with my, I don't mind spending on experiences, but I don't really spend on things.
Yeah, no, that's so cool. So tell us a little bit kind of how you found out about the Forte Foundation and how they've been, you know, maybe a pillar in your journey.
Sure. Yeah, you know, it was kind of really random. Like we've always, I was looking for universities and one of my girlfriends pointed me to Forte. They were like, oh, there's this really great women's organization that focuses on like helping women become more empowered through, you know, getting a higher education and getting their MBA. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. So I did a little bit of research before I left on my journey, my year off. And then when I was traveling, the Forte Foundation, I was very fortunate in the sense that the Forte Foundation actually offered to pay for some of my education. So that was when I really started to like, because they felt like I could, would be a woman leader one day. And it was very flattering. And that's, you know, and then I started to get very involved with the Forte Foundation. Like after I got my MBA, I started facilitating events for them with undergraduate women and just really speaking to a lot of girls that struggle with the choice, right? Because if you're going to take on the debt, you're going to give up 2 years of your life or 1 year if you go to a one-year program to, you know, forego the income. Like it has to be something that you're really sure about. So I just really helped a lot of women through that, through the Forte Foundation, really think through that. And they've given me that opportunity and it's been really wonderful.
Yeah. And I think that's great because, I mean, it is a big investment. And I think that's, you know, when people are always kind of, you know, wavering between. But I always say, and I mean, especially for women, I mean, you know, what's so great about the Forte is there are always opportunities like this if you go out and you search for them, you know, and not just be kind of complacent about, oh, my schooling costs X amount of dollars and I guess I'm just going to have to suck it up, you know? But if you are resourceful in the process, you know, you never know what could happen.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like one of the things that like I've always, you kind of learn it, but you want to see the word hustler, but it's, I'm not a hustler, but it's like, I'm very scrappy. You know, you have to be scrappy. You have to be hungry. And you know, to your point, like you have to know why you're doing something. Like there's been women that I've spoken to and I'm like, maybe an MBA isn't the right choice for you because you don't know what you want. You don't know where you want to go. Like, you know, you just, you like people sometimes like, I don't know if that's the right path for some of the women. Like, I think it's really important to understand why you're doing it. Like you want to self better yourself. You want to get this education. Like you want to learn something new. You want to switch careers, like whatever it is, like, and you don't have to have the exact answer, but you have to feel like it's the right thing for you. Right. And that's what I always encourage women to do. Like, this is the right next step for me is because this is how I want to live my life. Right. And I think that's really important. Like, because, you know, don't just do it to do it. Do it because, like, you want it and you think it's going to help you become the person you want to be.
Yeah, that's such good advice. That's awesome. All right, so the last question, kind of along those lines, is there any advice that you would offer for young women, but really anyone in particular that's maybe a recent grad or a college student or just somebody who's listening, who's, like, interested in, you know, maybe going the MBA path? How would you, what advice would you give them about, you know, navigating their careers other than already the amazing stuff you've already said?
No, thank you. You know, give me, I might not be as articulate as I want to be with this, but like, I think the biggest piece of advice is it's okay to be scared. Like when you just graduate, there's so much changing. There's so many opportunities. There's so many different paths you can take. And like, it's a little bit overwhelming and it's a little bit like, oh my gosh, like, what do I do? Like, and it's stretch yourself. Like if you're not a little worried about what you're about to do and if it's the right thing, like you're not doing yourself the justice of like stretching yourself and like finding what's really right for you. I highly encourage young women to take risks and to reach for their dreams. And like, it's okay to be worried, and it's okay to think, oh my gosh, this might not end up how I need it to, how I want it to. And that's okay too, because there's a lot of different paths you can take. But if you don't try, you're never going to get to where you're meant to be. So take the risk. It's okay to be worried, but go for where you think your heart's going to be happiest, and you'll get there.
All right. So a big thank you to Jessica for sharing her awesome story. I'm sure you all agree that she is definitely someone we should keep our eye on. And hopefully, again, she has inspired you, not just if you're females listening to this podcast, but also the dudes out there, you know, that you can take risks and that you can do super cool things. And this podcast was actually sponsored and brought to us by Forte. Forte, I so wish was around when I was getting my MBA. It's an action-oriented nonprofit led and funded by a consortium of top schools and multinational corporations that are passionate about advancing women in business. Forte provides incredible programming to women at all career stages with a curriculum designed to overcome myths and misconceptions about business, careers, to support women throughout the MBA process, and most importantly, I think, to help women advance in business through workshops, networking, and inspirational role models. All right, Forte is definitely moving the needle by growing the number of women business leaders. I so wish Forte was around. Ladies, if you're listening to this podcast, if you're interested in MBA, if you have an MBA, go check out Forte. It is just an incredible place, I think, for women to be supportive and to have a ton of cool opportunities. As always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. And hey, do me a favor, if you like this podcast, share it with your friends, head on over to the link in the show notes, and leave us a review in iTunes.